Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop, located here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Dot Zec building, right over there in the Grand Center area. Check it out. Every Friday they got new music going on. They have a new music listening party. This week on July 21st, they'll have new records in store from Beach Boys, Goldfinger, Imagine Dragons, Roxy Music, and more. You can find full listing of details and pre-order records and everything else at musicrecordshop.com. You can shop online there 24/7. But every Friday, like I said, they have the new music happy hour going on. They'll have 15% off purchases, pre-orders, and free beer from Urban Chestnut, and new record spinning, and all kinds of fun things. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to win free tickets and records and all kinds of fun things. And support local. This is a great record store right here in St. Louis. Check it all out, musicrecordshop.com. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is John Henry from Open Highway Music Festival and the band John Henry. Welcome to the Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with John Henry. Welcome back to the show, man.
Hello.
This is a three-peat.
It's a three-peat, and like, we were looking at the thing earlier, it was pretty much the same time for the last 3 years.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but this always, I mean, obviously summer's always a big, busy time for you. I mean, we got,
sure.
I think the last two we've also kind of touched on Open Highway, so it's always right around that time.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here today. We got another Open Highway Music Festival to talk about.
That is correct.
So this is our third podcast talking about it. So, but how long has Open Highway been running now?
It's this is the sixth year.
Yeah.
Six. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One after five. So. Yeah, six.
That's pretty crazy, though. And I'm like, and the fact that it's continuing to grow. I mean, I know we moved on to the outside stage and everything, shut down the street, and
yeah. And then this year we're doing 2 days outside as well. So yeah, I mean, the whole thing was to, you know, start it and grow just a bit every year, and you know, I was thinking about it. I was doing some press for the festival like last week, and it's funny how like the festival, quote unquote festival thing, is like blown up. And I remember when we started doing this, we being Steve and I, who owns Off Broadway. It was not a thing, you know. It was just like I wanted to bring something in that was, you know, like wrapped under an umbrella of music, and we've really kind of grown it to be multi-genre and 2 days outside and all that. So
yeah,
it's something that we I really like. So
well, I think I've had a lot of these conversations over the years now, and like, and all these guys, like, it all kind of starts with an idea, you know, and they kind of go out there and see how it goes, and you know, whether it's
the conversation came up the other day about even like El Monstero and how like that kind of all like started as a goof kind of thing. Like they were, and those guys, they like Stir couldn't play a Stir song, so they started playing Pink Floyd tunes, and then that led into like, I mean, it's like
right.
such a huge thing. They've been doing like 18 years or whatever, and
yeah,
but it all started with one night, you know. That's what, and that's what's kind of cool about the festival, how, you know, starting an idea, now it's grown into this big thing. But
yeah, I think you know, I've spent half my life involved in the music business, like whether it was band stuff or venue stuff or festival stuff. So it's just it's something that I love the business with it, and I love the artistic side and everything. So when I was starting to do this, I was just like, why don't we do something that, you know, would hopefully, it would be very sustainable and try to be really thoughtful with all the details with it, and not just go out and spend, you know, crazy amount of money, and, you know, so that's been on my mind the whole time, and just being you know, thoughtful of that. And then also within the framework of the community of South City, where I was, you know, where I grew up. So it's great going back and working there and you know, bringing something positive to that area, which is an area that's I love, and kind of going through a transitional period in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is all going on starting August 2nd, is opening night?
Correct. Yeah, with Josh Ritter, yeah. Which is going to sell out. So if you want to go see that show, you should buy your tickets right now.
Yeah.
And then it continues indoors on the 3rd with Diary of Planet, Smidley, and Joan of Dark. And then indoors also on the Friday is J.D. McPherson, Patrick Sweeney, and the Loot Rock Gang. And then Saturday and Sunday we move outside. We shut down Lemp Avenue. And so we have, on the Saturday, we have Foxygen with Twin Peaks and Sleepy Kitty and Essential Knots. And then Sunday is Sunvolt, Nikki Lane, Sleepy Rubies, and then Von Drukes. So, you know, 3 in, 2 out. Should be great. You know, hopefully the weather holds good and you know, people want to come out and see the shows. But tickets are available at offbroadwaystl.com.
Yeah, I'm very excited that Patrick Sweeney was added. He's one of my personal favorites.
And yeah, he's great. I mean, I remember I was in Nashville one time, might have been 4 years ago, and I was at a bar called the Five Spot, and he was playing, and I'm like, and he got done, and he was so good. I was like, hey, have you played off Broadway? And he's like, yeah. And it turns out his agent at the time was a guy that was also my agent at the time, like, I just parted ways with. And he had been there, but I just didn't know the face with the name. Mm-hmm. But I knew that when I heard him, that it was really, 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 really good. And I think it's going to be really, really good, especially, you know, paired with J.D. McPherson. It's,
yeah.
That's going to be a killer show.
For sure. Yeah, I first met Pat playing, he did a solo acoustic show opening for Paul Thorne at Old Rock House.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to talking a little bit, and he was like, I think he was getting ready to release a record, so he was coming back to Off-Broadway for the record release part of the tour, and so he was kind of telling me like, hey, you know, I'll be right back here in a couple weeks and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was just kind of crazy that I found him at that time, and you know, and I recall like meeting him and talking and thing, and like I really liked what he was doing, and then like, but when I saw him full band, I was like, man, this is fantastic.
No, I mean it's you know, he's so good.
Yeah,
and we're really lucky with like this entire lineup of the festival. Yeah. It's so good. I mean, everybody is, you know, it's just great bands.
Sure.
I mean, it, you know, and we're super proud of the lineup and happy and all that.
So. Yeah, definitely. I love seeing, getting some, the locals, Sleepy Rubies and
sure.
Bond Rooks on there, friends of the show and,
yeah.
And stuff too. And, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Friends.
And Sleepy Kitty also.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we wanted to, you know, I think when you're doing a festival like this, you have to, when you're doing a hard ticket thing where people have to pay to come see it, you have to kind of base it around, you know, headliners who people are going to come see. And then we're lucky in St. Louis where we have a handful of bands, a couple handfuls of bands that can play alongside these acts, you know, these national acts that are so good. Certainly a big part of it, of Open Highway, is including local bands. And I actually hate the word local bands because a lot of these bands travel and
sure,
and
yeah, yeah.
I hate that, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then local beer sponsors and local other sponsors, but they're not local; they're all around.
Right.
So,
yeah, I always you know, we call them local bands because they are from St. Louis here, but yeah, they're world class talent. I
mean, sure,
this is
yeah, and they can play anywhere.
Right.
Yeah,
we're just fortunate enough to call them local bands because they are right here in our
right.
hometown.
Right. I never really liked the term local.
Sure.
Just because, I mean, you know, you could.
Well, there's a certain like thing about it. I mean, people like immediately kind of get they're off by it or whatever the hell it is. They seem to think they're lesser quality because they are a local band, not
right.
a national name they recognize or something like that. And,
right. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, but it's also not all the way what it seems to be.
Right.
So
yeah, but no, these you got some incredible talent, and the 2nd to the 6th. It's all individual tickets, or do you have a?
No, we have packages. So we have three kind of packages you could buy. You could get you could go to all the shows, just the shows. That's one. You can get a package where you get all the shows and you get some merchandise, like a t-shirt, which they're going to be on sale, and a koozie cup and a festival poster or whatever. And then there's also a weekend pass where you could just go to the two outside shows for $30 for, you know, two shows outside. And that's all at offbroadwaysto.com.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
And there's obviously all the Facebook and you got the official Open Highway Music Festival page there, and you can subscribe or you can RSVP to the events
you
and
can.
All
that.
You know,
yeah,
all
I mean, it's all there. I mean, we're out there for sure.
Right.
You know, so it's something that we really want people to come out. The weather, you know, we keep looking at it. It's supposed to be really great. And for the outdoor shows and for the indoor shows, I guess it doesn't matter as much. But also, I think it's important to bring up that you can bring chairs. There's a lawn chair section for the outdoor shows. So if you want to bring chairs, that's cool. We're going to have food. Salt and Smoke's going to be there. Four Hands, Urban Chestnut, Jameson, Malibu, and... you know, and Red Bull is providing a lot of the tents and things like that. So there's going to be shade from the sun, all that stuff, and it's going to be a really cool event. And
yeah.
And it's in South City, which, you know, I love.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely, man. Yeah, that should be a wild weekend for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there Is this, I mean, what's that like though? Like when you're, I mean, you, I know you and Steve collaborated on a lot of this and stuff, right. But like, I mean, you throw some ideas, some emails out there. I mean, like, when you get somebody like, you know, Josh Ritter or, you know, whatever, if somebody, these people say that, yeah, they want to do it, and like, is that pretty wild stuff to?
I mean, we always have like focus for what we want to do, mm-hmm. and then you also have to have kind of like the ability to kind of pivot on things if it doesn't work out. At this point with the festival, I mean, it's not, it, you know, they see it and they see that it's a thing that they understand is going to be good.
Right.
But yeah, it's important to us to try to bring in things. Well, one of the big things, like so with Josh Ritter this year, with Marty Stewart last year, with Ryan Bingham the year before, was one element of the festival that we like to do is we bring in an act inside off Broadway that would seemingly be too big for that venue. To give you being the concert goer, a super intimate experience. So there's that. And then the rest is just trying to put together stuff that people want to come see that mm-hmm. maybe is going to overlap with other things that they want to come see.
Sure. You know? Yeah. I missed Marty Stewart, but the Ryan Bingham one was incredible. But like you're saying, like that intimate experience of seeing a singer-songwriter like that caliber hanging out in a very intimate venue is something that very, very rare. So,
Thank you. I mean, yeah. I think that's a big thing that we try to add to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on a side note, I mean, I was watching that show and it was awesome for me to see too, you know, and then, you know, him playing it, the set was great. And then him coming in and just kind of like hanging out a little bit before and after, just, he was like super cool and nice and low key, and so that was like, you know, that's like an added bonus of the whole thing, but just having that show there, it was great, you know, because mm-hmm. I've loved him for his music for, you know, a super long time.
So. Yeah, I just talked about that the other night about like how it's such a nice thing when you meet a guy like of that caliber that, you know, like is
right,
you know, and like when they're like just super cool, like it makes you like, I mean, more like, you know, and like,
well, it's an added bonus,
right?
I mean, I think the kind of position that we have at the venue and at with the festival and everything is we're gonna, like, people are gonna come in and they're gonna set the tone, whatever they want it to be, because we're gonna do our job with it for sure, and we're gonna take care of them, and at the end of the night it's gonna be a good night for them. But if they want to hang out and talk, that's cool. Mm-hmm. If they don't want to talk, that's fine too. Sure. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It just so happens that some of them tend to be really nice and so, I mean, and Ryan Bingham was one of those where I remember walking in really vividly and he was there and he was, we're hanging out and I had brought in he wanted some Coronas to drink, Corona beer, and you know, he was like, oh sweet, I'll take one of those, and he was just great. I mean, he was so nice, and it was like instant where it was like, oh, this is gonna be an easy night, you know, and mm-hmm. a fun night, and he was like kind of like how he seems, I guess, but it's not always like that, but whatever people want to do, you know.
Yeah,
it's weird being out on the road, you know, it's weird playing a festival, all that stuff is, you don't know what they're going through, you have no clue, so me and Steve and the people at the venue, like, we just, hey, if you want to hang, let's hang, you know, if you don't want to hang, that's cool too, we don't really care,
right?
So
I met Gary Clark Jr. Once at the pageant out back, and he's one of those guys that, like, you know, I've been a big fan, but then like to get to meet him and like hang with him for a minute to get to talk and like actually you know, took a picture, signed, you know, poster and everything. And I was like, it was like just such a cool experience to get that, just get that moment with him, just to get to hang and right. talk for a minute. And, you know, and of course, like I said, it makes me even more of a fan when you realize he's just like super humble, down to earth guy.
Right.
And like,
right.
Even yeah. though he's like selling out all these shows and stuff. And
yeah. And I'd say more so than not, people are cool.
Yeah.
Like the, you know, whether it's like the band or the front man of the band or the front lady or whatever, you know, whatever it is. But kind of whatever they want to do.
Sure.
You know, it's an added bonus. It's nice. And, you know, even when certain bands are going to be playing venue, like, you know, like we're talking Ryan Bingham and in this situation, like Josh Ritter, like where it's, on paper too big, mm-hmm. it's always cool. Yeah.
yeah. You, so when this is, how long is this? Like, did you start like, do you have like a certain mark that where you start planning this? Like when all the preparation starts?
The or? Day that the year before ends, we start yeah. on the next one. So or maybe 2 days after, because sometimes like on the Sunday I'll sleep in.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, we're on it.
So it's pretty much a year in the making, trying.
Yeah, and you know, it's back and forth, and mm-hmm. and it's funny because like there's all these other things that you don't really think of when you're first starting to plan bands, like I did, where you're thinking of sponsors and media partners and radius clauses and all stuff that you don't necessarily think of, but they exist, and you learn how to kind of work with them, mm-hmm. you know? So, yeah, I mean, it takes a long time and budgets and all, you know, whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But that's, so when you get, you know, all this work you've been putting in, you and Steve and everybody, been a part of it, is, are you going to actually be able to enjoy the day, when it gets to it, or are you?
Like, gonna... yeah, I mean, I enjoy it all because, you know, like, I've been playing guitar since I was 17 and writing songs since I was like that age. And when I was in college, I started doing like some of the booking stuff. So like to this day, I'm still doing it. Mm-hmm. And so it's basically my life's kind of entangled in the weird thing that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So even when I'm kind of upset about certain things, which it happens just like in any job, it's something I'm upset about, but in general, I really like it.
Yeah.
And I like talking to bands. I like going to concerts. I like it.
Sure.
You know, I feel like I'm in this. This is my thing, you know, for life. So I like being involved in the music business.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm working on kind of getting myself there, established somehow. I don't know exactly where I find where I fit in, but I want to make music my life too. I like I love being around it.
Yeah,
you know,
well, you're doing it, man.
Yeah, I just the tricky thing is trying to figure out how to, you know, get paid to do it and enjoy it. You know, like, and you know, that's the thing. Like, I like it. I love like this is like a hobby still, like doing this show. But I mean, I don't want to ever make it feel like work, you know,
right.
That's kind of the thing too. Like, so I feel like if I got paid to do it, I probably might not like it as much as, you know, that kind of thing. It's kind of that fine balance of making sure I'm still happy doing what I love to do.
I think you're doing your thing with it. I think that the, it's going to be work at some point.
Yeah.
There are certain things that I don't like necessarily doing, but I think when you're doing it you know, overall, it's
sure.
good, but it's not always just this really, really sweet, easy thing. I mean,
yeah.
there's a lot of, you know, whether it's self-imposed pressure or you know, outside pressure. I mean, there's always this something. It's
right.
never as sweet, like, and nice as it seems, but, you know, hopefully you just keep trying to do good stuff. And, you know, our thing is, the thing I always think about is like good work brings good work. So you're always trying, to do good, you know, good stuff and be smart about things. And hopefully that brings more and more good stuff, you know, but you never know. So
yeah,
just whatever.
All right. Well, along with, booking this, festival and, playing your own original music and stuff, but you, you also, co-produced, the Sleepy Rubies record, right?
I did the first one. Yeah. Yeah, I helped them. Yeah, right. A little bit. Yeah.
So is that, I mean, is that, I mean, obviously you're friends with them all too, but like to see that band now on the big stage and everything.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. And then, I mean, you know, the level of credit that I deserve is like nothing, but it's, they, I mean, they're so good. I was just like a sounding board, I think, mm-hmm. on a few things of songs and certain different business things that they were thinking about doing. Sure. So it's not, I think they deserve the credit for I just lend it, you know, kind of gave them my opinion on a few things.
Sure.
You know.
Still gotta be, even me, I had nothing to do with it, but I'm proud of my friends to see that they are up there doing it and what they've already accomplished.
And there's like a big overlap in that band too,
because
Tony plays drums in my band and he plays drums in their band, and Emily and Allie have like the filthiest mouths I've ever heard, in my life.
Those girls are crazy.
Like worse than men. Like literally any other guy I've ever heard. But they're terrific and they've always been terrific. And like, I can't remember if we talked about this on the last one or not, but like I met them through my wife Claire, who went to high school with them, so she's from their same hometown. Okay. So it's like a really small world. And I remember meeting them when I was like 19 or 20, and they sounded like they pretty much sang just like how they sing together now, and they were as direct and filthy as they are now. So it was like, you know, it was great meeting them, and it was just like this super intense and awesome you know, skill set meets like just intensity, and I just remember meeting them, just be like, holy cow, this is, I cannot believe that you went to school with these people, you know, and that they're from this one small town and they have the skills, you know, that they do. And so I'm a, you know, I've always been a huge fan and I like them very much.
Definitely.
And you know, help with that first record, and I guess they got that second one ready to come out. I don't know when it is, but it's going to be real good. I'm told.
Yeah.
And I've heard a couple little clips and it sounds real good. So.
Yeah, I'm excited. The first, the Big Love EP, like available now.
Yeah.
If you haven't got that, check that out. But yeah, great stuff on there.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what they got coming up.
Yeah, for sure.
And I said your original music, you just played Del Mar Hall with Anderson East, right?
I did.
Yeah. Have a pretty good time?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah. I like Anderson a lot. I'm glad to see he's doing some pretty big things right now.
I think he's, you know, he's a really great singer. And he had a really good band, and they were cool. And we had a good time, for sure.
I met him a couple of years ago, probably 2 years ago, I guess, opening for J.J. Gray and Mofro.
Okay.
And I ran to Knuckleheads to see him up there.
In Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, because J.J. was coming to St. Louis on, I think it was Kansas City on Thursday or something, and then he was going to be in St. Louis on Friday, or maybe it was Friday, Saturday, whatever it was. But
you're doing like a weekend thing.
Yeah, but Will Hogue was in town on that night in St. Louis, so I was like, well, I don't want to miss Will's show.
Yeah.
So I ran to Kansas City to see Mofro, and then I watched Will Hogue the next night, and then Will started later, so I caught Anderson East opening up in St. Louis again. So I watched him two nights in a row.
Well, you must really like music.
Yeah.
You must like going to shows.
Right. A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all those people are, you know, right in my wheelhouse of you know.
Sure, man.
Yeah.
But it was just cool to kind of like establish that with Anderson. Like, meeting him in Kansas City and getting to shake his hand, getting buying his EP, and like,
right,
and having that, and then like, and then immediately seeing him the next night and saying, "Hey, man, you know, I'm back," and right, like, you know, 3 hours, you know, across the country.
Right.
So I thought that was it was kind of cool. And then of course, he played off Broadway a little while back, and
he played there. And then I think it just got the production like that they do. They need just kind of a bigger room.
Mm-hmm.
And off Broadway is like always my favorite venue for that, you know, for, I think for a, for like a club or a small club, it's, sure, it's as good as it gets. And I've been around, so I don't think I'm biased, even though I'm associated, you know, and I work with the, you know, them and love them. But the Delmar Hall, I mean, it's, you know, for that next level up, I mean, it was really great. And it looks good and it sounds good and mm-hmm.
So. It is kind of funny, like you know, just kind of seems like people will move on to something, a bigger thing, and then like, but ultimately they'll come right back to the, because they just, because there was something about off Broadway in that small, that room, you know, that an intimacy of like being in there.
Yeah.
And like something about that, that people, you know, miss after you playing a bigger show, a bigger room or arenas or anything like that. Like, you know, then you want to come back and do something.
Yeah. I mean, there's,
you can connect again.
There's a lot of factors I think that go on with it. I think one of the things that's important to always remember is it's music business and it's show business. So it's part music, part show, and it's also business. So, you know, artists have to do what they have to do to maximize their monetary gains, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is if you can't, then you should play where you feel like it feels the best. And so I think that those things can exist for sure, like coexist together.
Right.
But I mean, I think always off Broadway is my favorite, and
and
I really like Delmar from playing there. So
last time we spoke about a year ago, you and the Sleepy Rubies were putting together a dual CD release party. So the record is out, and you know, how are you? You've been writing and looking to do some new stuff.
So I mean, we're still playing a bunch of that music, a lot of that. I've recently, in the last like 3 weeks, started writing what I think is going to be the next project, tentatively like titled Out at Sea, but that's just kind of getting started. But the Dark City, Dark Country record is still, you know, first and foremost in my mind. And
it's a fantastic album, man. I really
thank you.
I really love it a lot. And I always kind of like to revisit it as I'm coming over today, like, sure, I want to kind of get in that mind frame.
Yeah.
And Fade to Black, man, like, is one that like just gets me going. Those drums and the guitar in there.
That's Tony.
Yeah.
It's Tony, and the guitar is Neil, and I guess I'm on guitar too.
Yeah. So. But it just sounds like just kind of that. It's a good driving song for sure. As I was cruising down the highway coming over, I was like, it's just kind of like with those drums, it just kind of good cruising around song and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
thanks. Yeah, I'm super happy with that. I wrote that with a guy, a really good friend and good writer named Zach Brook.
I know Zach.
Yeah.
Really talented guy too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm drunk, 'cause just have to handle on my own. We're out into the night.
Yeah, yeah. Like I think on the artist side, you strive to, like, so you write a song, and ultimately what you're trying to do is deliver the best version of that song to make the record, and the record being that song, like that presentation of the whole thing. And I'm super happy with that record. Of how we did that. Mm-hmm. And that was David Beeman, on Cherokee Street, Native Sound. And I think he and I, like, we talked about it. And I felt really fulfilled with that particular recording, like how that record sounds.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, and I'm just starting to write new stuff again, and that'd be great. Kind of goes ebbs and flows, you know. Mm-hmm. You put one out, you kind of play shows, and then you do another one. So.
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously, being dad too, like, kind of balancing it all, you know, trying to do all that, and trying to find time to sit and write when you got to take care of the babies and stuff too.
Yeah, like earlier, that was funny. Like, but it was, you know, that's just the reality.
Sure.
Of it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, man.
You know, I've always loved writing and playing, and I will always love it, so I'm not going to stop doing it. I mean, it's just finding a little bit of time, and you just got to kind of adjust things around it, I think.
Yeah. It'd be fun, though, to get some new tunes out. Are you thinking Out at Sea is...
That's just like the tentative kind of
Yeah.
I tend to write around themes.
Sure.
You know, and I have this theme of at sea, so, you know, I'm writing and then I'm asking, how, you know, when I get done, I'm like, oh, is this going to fit in with that or not? But, you know, I don't really know.
All sure. The way,
but whatever it is, it's going to be, I'm going to definitely give it my best shot.
Yeah.
For sure. So, I don't know. I don't know a timeline, but it's going to be the best I can do.
Yeah. Do you imagine it being full length again?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think...
Just see how it goes.
I think maybe a shorter one this time.
Yeah.
Just for fun. Yeah.
Seems like those... It seems like EPs are very popular with modern music today. Like, just seems
well,
like...
I think... Yeah, it's a weird time because it's like... shorter attention spans and there's so much to kind of gather your
right
attention,
kind of focus on a collection of songs at a time, like a
yeah
4 or 5 at a time, and then you can, you know, I just think, because it seems like a lot of people are going that route.
Yeah. And you know, the last one, like Dark City Dark Country, was a full length, and it was done that because I felt like I had like the collection of songs to
right.
present this particular idea that I was interested in presenting at the time. But it could be cool to just come in and do an EP, but mm-hmm. you know, it's weird. It's like, they're really great records. Like I was just listening to the Jason Isbell record today, and that's, you know, a really good collection of songs. And, yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll probably take a few more months for me to figure out kind of what
yeah.
what I'm wanting to do with that, for sure.
Which one? Which album were you listening to?
Oh, the Nashville Sound one.
Yeah.
I just saw him last week. Or no, 2 weeks ago. Whenever he was in St. Louis. Yeah.
I listened to... I've been listening to some of his newer stuff, and like... But... And I mean, it's all good. The guy doesn't hardly have a bad song, you know,
yeah.
like... But... for me, I'm particularly attached to Southeastern.
It's yeah.
just an incredible
yeah.
record. And,
yeah, Traveling Alone and
yeah.
and is that Super 8? You know, I mean, that whole record is great.
I think I got, I think they came out the exact same day, but John Moreland's In the Throes.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
he's the... incredible,
right? So and they both have a similar feel, I guess, to them. So I have to I listen to them both. Like I'll listen to one, and then I'll go right back into listening to the other one, and like vice versa. So they kind of always connected for me like that.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, he's a friend of Off Broadway as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really good to see his John Mullen, the growth of his career. You know, because he's a good songwriter.
Yeah, definitely.
Really great singer and the whole thing. So, yeah, it's nice seeing those people. Just, you know, where the art meets the commerce, you know,
yeah.
type of thing. So,
yeah. Well, you, like I said, we got the Open Highway Music Festival coming up. That's the big thing we want to push. August 2nd starts it off. Get your tickets, because that's... gonna sell out.
Yeah, it's gonna sell out. The Josh Herder one for sure.
Yeah.
And the outdoor ones are gonna be packed too.
Yeah.
So just get tickets.
For sure. And again, all those at offbroadwaystl.com.
Right.
And obviously we got a whole year, but I mean, are you thinking of already ideas for some people you'd love to get in there for next year? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, it's always yeah. working, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure. I mean, like I was saying earlier, I mean, like with the whole thing, it's just not... I view myself as a prisoner of rock and roll in the sense of it's just... I've always loved it, like for as young as I can remember, and I want to do it, and I want to keep doing it, so...
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Well... Yeah, mostly it's dreams. Sometimes
yeah.
it's nightmares, but yeah.
right,
yeah.
But yeah, this I'm excited for you. I'm excited to be a part of it again this year. A bunch of my friends down there, so I'll be down there hanging out all week and taking in as much as I can. So it's come on out to Open
cool.
Highway Music Festival at Off Broadway.
And thank you so much for all that you do for the community and like St. Louis and music. I seriously very thankful and appreciate it very much.
Thanks, so, man. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. All right. I'm just happy to help, man.
Cool.
These are, like I said, these are all friends of mine. I just want to help my buddies and, do something cool for this community. And these people, it's cool to see people starting to acknowledge it and take notice of what we got. A lot of cool things going on in town and people are starting to realize it. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, but yeah, thank you, John.
Oh, thank you, man.
I'm glad, man. Glad we've become such great friends over these years and be able to collaborate and work together in various ways, helping each other out, you know. Whether
for sure. And next time we'll get better pizza than we had before we did this.
Yeah. Mama Lucia's, right?
Yeah.
We
was good.
We destroyed that.
I'm feeling pretty good.
It was tasty stuff. Yeah. But yeah, all right. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, man.
I'll see you, man.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.